This is Jim Zuris. I'm the operator and podcast host of SysRep, that's Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. Today we're with Aubrey David, owner-operator of Bedazzling Beauty. Hello, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm well, Jim.
Aubrey, we're doing this podcast because they have an exciting new product that can really help real estate agents themselves, and more importantly, their senior clients. But first, tell me a little bit about your core business.
Bedazzling Beauty offers in-salon and in-home organic spray tanning and cosmetic teeth whitening.
We're in the same B&I group, and I would put a plug in for B&I for real estate agents. It's a great way to network.
Absolutely.
But the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, Aubrey, is you did a presentation, which I was really impressed with, that I thought would really add value for real estate agents. It's called Hilo. I guess the category is wearable technology.
Yes.
And tell me how you got to become familiar with the product, some of its capabilities, and it sure makes sense for real estate agents to know about it and be able to share it with their senior prospects and people in their farms.
Yes, absolutely. So the Hilo is basically a Fitbit on steroids. Everyone knows what a Fitbit is. Everyone knows the features and capabilities of a Fitbit. When I came across the Hilo, actually was my mother, who works for an Alzheimer's in-home care company. She's their marketing director. This was brought to her attention as something that would be very beneficial for people who have Alzheimer's or the elderly. A large part of my adult life, I was actually involved in the elder care industry. About 10 years ago, my grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I left a very fruitful career as a ballroom instructor to pursue a career in elder care. And I became a certified RCFE and was going to go on and own and operate an Alzheimer's facility, because sometimes people who are in the elder care industry don't understand that dealing with people who have Alzheimer's is a lot different than just dealing with the elderly. There's a lot of variance in how to care for these people. So it became a passion of mine to extend my knowledge in the Alzheimer's industry, because we're seeing more and more people being diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia every day. Just learning and understanding the disease is, I think, taking it a step further and really helping. And I know a very hard part of having a family member or a loved one diagnosed with Alzheimer's is they go through a stage where they are unfamiliar with their surroundings, even though it's a home they may have lived in for the last 50 years of their life.
Right.
They're now not seeing their spouse as their spouse, but a stranger. It's a very traumatic time for everyone, you know, not just the Alzheimer's patient. I think, you know, a large part of it is, if you were to give someone in the elder care industry, you give them a life alert.
Right.
They take that almost as an insult. I don't need that. That's not something that I need. And, you know, and then they leave it on their nightstand and then they don't even bother using it. That.
Yeah, my dad had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
One day, the sheriff showed up at our house, and the sheriffs were saying that my dad was in Kingman, Arizona, for no known reason other than he was supposed to be visiting my mother in a home in Redlands. We were in the process of getting legal authority to take his keys so he couldn't drive his car when they said that he was in a 7-Eleven looking for my mom. So he was completely disoriented from the disease. So no, I absolutely know firsthand. And real estate agents should be sensitive to this, of what goes through for the family with Alzheimer's or stroke, any of these catastrophic events that happened to seniors, and they're going to happen.
I found that usually when this is actually a really great alternative to handing your parent a life alert. If you and your spouse and your kids are all wearing this, this is wearable technology. You can say, hey, the whole family is wearing this. This is just something that we're all doing. It's more inclusive than, you know, removing them from a situation saying, we need to monitor you. Here's a life alert. You wear it around your neck every single day. If you fall, you press a button. This is completely different. I think that it's an easier way to ease your loved one into a sense of being able to monitor their health.
It monitors their blood pressure, heart rate, breath rate, the steps, calories, the mood and the energy. Explain mood and energy. How does it monitor that?
So it kind of ties in with with your heart rate.
Okay.
You know, it can, when it monitors your heart rate, it can sense if you are excited or if you're stressed. And then it takes the blood pressure into account too. If your blood pressure goes up, then they know that you're stressed. Great thing I love about this is that if you have your blood pressure skyrockets or your, you know, your heart rate just jumps, you get notified.
An alarm.
So you have what they call guardians. You assign these guardians to your account. And anytime something happens where either your blood pressure skyrockets or your heart rate just starts racing, every guardian gets a text message.
Now, is a guardian somebody in your family or is it a...
It can be anybody. Your guardians. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can choose. So for me specifically, my guardians are my mom, my dad, and my fiance. So anytime something happens to me where my vitals are irregular, they all three of them get a text message and an email stating, hey, Aubrey's blood pressure has skyrocketed. Contact them. Make sure they're okay.
That could be a stroke, right, for a senior, or it could be a heart attack, right?
Yes. We've actually had two, possibly three accounts that people have already experienced a heart attack and they were able to be rushed to the hospital and their lives saved because of a helo. They just were able to get to them on time and administer the care that they needed. And it's remarkable.
My situation was after my mom passed away and my dad had Alzheimer's and we're trying to figure out what to do with him, which leads to senior placement. One day he wasn't returning his calls and stuff and he was in Big Bear. And here I am working in Southern California, and all of a sudden we just didn't hear from him. And that's when I got concerned. I drove up, and I found him dead in his home. So had I had something like this, been alerted, then I call 911. Sheriff shows up. Who knows? To this day, it's natural causes. And it's 2 months after my mom passed away, so we always, you know, basically say he died of a broken heart. But, man, this would have been fantastic to have. And again, if I'm a real estate agent and I'm talking to seniors, I'm talking to kids, you know, prospect, this could make you sound completely different if you just happen to get in a conversation about this kind of technology. And that's really why I wanted to have you join and kind of introduce it and explain how it works.
Yeah.
So it also has a panic button, right?
It does have a panic button. So if your friend or family member or loved one is in any kind of situation where they need immediate attention, there is a button on the side of the helo that they press twice. They just do a double click, and that sends an SOS signal to their guardians. It also gives a GPS location to exactly where that person is so that they can get the attention that they need.
You're monitoring someone that could be really anywhere in the world, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then so on the app, you would get notified for these other types of things.
There are a huge variety of features that are coming throughout the end of this year, one being the blood sugar. So instead of diabetics having to prick their finger 3 or 4 times a day to draw blood, the Helo monitors it immediately without having to have any kind of blood to monitor. So that's going to be huge for diabetics. And then there's also going to be a blood alcohol trace where they can test your blood alcohol. You know, say your parents still are social and they go out with other people and maybe...
Or you want to do it yourself.
Or you want to do it yourself. Yeah, it's not limited to the elderly. It's anyone who wears it. You know, say you have a kid, maybe newly turned 21 or 22 and they like to go out and party and they leave the bar maybe, 2 o'clock in the morning and they say, oh, I think I'm okay to drive, but then they have a handy dandy Helo that tells them what their BAC is and hopefully they've passed their driver's license test to know that their BAC can only be 0.08 and they go, oh, maybe I should take an Uber home.
There you go. Exactly.
Another feature that's coming that's going to be huge too is they're going to be a mosquito shield.
Is it bees by any chance? I'm allergic to bees.
I don't think it's bees.
Probably not bees. Yeah.
Yeah.
But mosquitoes, that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what's going to happen is it's going to be able to emit some kind of a frequency that just keeps them at a distance away from you.
Yeah.
So to avoid the infection with, I know the Zika is going, it's big going around. So that'll be great when that comes out too.
You mentioned, Aubrey, that you're not really into the business part of this. Why don't you give a brief overview? Because who knows, maybe some agents might want to supplement their income because there is a business opportunity with this product, isn't there?
Absolutely. So it is a multi-level marketing opportunity. I'm not taking part in it because I just really love the product. And I feel that when I'm training my students, this is a great safety feature for them. So I'm just merely a distributor, but there is a fantastic opportunity. If you know people who this is a great thing for them and you think that other people would like this business opportunity, from what I can understand, the MLM has been booming.
Yeah.
This product has been in the United States since September. It was started off in Italy. It's been in Italy for about 6 years and it became so successful. The creator brought it over to the United States. It's been booming.
Yeah, so the website says the price is about $320.
Yes.
Commission is about 10% of that, about $32 per unit.
Absolutely.
And then I guess it you know, goes down the chain or however you say. So the other thing that's great for this is an agent sitting in a home. It's how you use the product for people that report to you and they're going in and providing an in-home service. And suddenly it's that panic button.
Absolutely.
Part of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So agent could use it for that too.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do live in a society where that is a reality that we have to take into consideration. And a young woman, you know, like myself, who started a business all on my own, this has actually come in really handy with some situations that I've been in. So I'm sitting here today because of the Hilo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great testimony. Well, Aubrey, if an agent hears this podcast and wants to contact you, what's your contact information?
So they can contact me by my direct line is area code 714-981-4951. If they would like a little bit more in-depth information on the product, they can go to my website. It's yourtechrev.com, yourtechrev, like your technical revolution.com.
Very good. Well, Aubrey, again, appreciate you doing the podcast. Agents should at the very least know about this. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for a knowledgeable agent that starts conversations with this type of a product and its capabilities to look completely different from competition and position with the senior market to sell more homes, which is what this rep is all about. Again, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.